There you are, Orc. Oh, don't look so surprised. I knew even though our guard captain bade you stay inside, at least some of you would disobey. Tell me, though, did you flout our orders out of malice, or was it simply too complex for you to understand? You wanted to get some fresh air and to look at our architecture. A likely story. Anyway, you weren't to leave the castle regardless of your thirst for nature and architecture. So, beast, now that I've discovered you, what will you do, No, don't apologize. Illini, save me. You lousy... I will not be fooled by your false apologies, Orc. This insult to our laws can only be settled one way, a duel. What, are you just going to ignore me? Hello? You know, Orc, there's this, traditional elven custom which states that if one were to defeat an opponent in singles combat, they could take anything they like from the loser. Not that it should matter to you, of course, since you will be the loser. Ha! I saw you twitch. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Well, come on then. Stand up and fight. Let's do this, you coward. You lily-livered simpleton. That's right, you big green bastard orc thing. Let's go. Oh, my, that's a very big sword. You can't possibly lift that for a... Oh, well, it seems you can lift it quite easily, actually. Well, it matters not. Size alone will not win you this battle, fiend. I'm an elven warrior maiden, I'll have you know. Trained to wield a sword from when I could barely walk. You think my youth is a disadvantage? Well, I may be a mere 219 years old, but I fight like a seasoned 450. I've served Her Eternal Highness as Vernal Champion, fought on the front lines from Wien to Diasia, and mastered all forms of the Dancing Waterfall Blade. If you think me some pushover you can simply smack about, you're dead wrong. Well, come at me, then. You're pathetic. You don't even have the wherewithal to block my strikes. And here I thought you lot were supposed to be tough. Stop! Blasted dodging! You coward, come on, raise your sword and face me! You disarmed me. With one strike? That's impossible. You're just an orc. Well, I'm not too proud to admit defeat. Even if it was an underhanded, unfair, undeserved, dirty defeat, which I would surely have avoided if I had known such trickery were on the table. Yes, we elves are quite good at our trickery, and if I had known that we were cheating, I'd have cheated surely better than you. But I was defeated, so I guess that means you're going to... Hey, wait, where are you going? Don't you remember the elven custom, the tradition, you know? Whatever you want to do to me. You don't want to? Well, you have to. Yes, that's right. It's traditional, so you have to. Or else you refuse me my warrior's honor, and that's as bad as killing me. I mean, I'd have to hang up my sword and leave the city and go into the exile, live in the woods, and... Oh, you'll do it. I mean, great. I mean, of course you want to take advantage of me, you filthy brute. Well, I'll just lay here where you so viciously struck me down and close my eyes, defenseless, and waiting for you to do... Well, whatever you want, I suppose. To me, your helpless victim. Wait, what the fuck was that? No, I know what it is, you idiot. Why did you kiss me? You... I don't believe this. Am I really that ugly? I mean, I thought orcs were supposed to like elves, okay? I thought all you stupid morons were supposed to just be horny monsters desperate to rape tight, hot, nubile young elves such as myself. I thought as soon as you knocked me down, your instincts would take over, and no matter how much I resisted, I wouldn't be able to stop you from ripping my bodice open, tearing off my skirt, and ravishing my tight little body with your big, fat, gorgeous, hefty green cock. But who am I kidding? I should have known that I'd be too hideous even for that. Not even orcs want to rape me. You wanted to tell me something. Oh. Well, okay, so all that stuff about orcs being savage, pillaging monsters is really offensive and outdated. And I just hurt your feelings quite badly then, didn't I? And you think if I wanted to fuck an orc guy, I could just ask? Well, no, of course I don't want to have sex with one of you, but if you forced me to, then I wouldn't be able to... Wait, no, don't walk away, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all right? Look. Goddess, this is embarrassing. I just think that orc guys are... hot, okay? And when I saw you marching in with the chief yesterday, I thought you were really cute, so I followed you around until you were alone, and then I made up some dueling tradition so you'd have an excuse to fuck me. Gosh, it feels good to get off my chest. Well, when you put it like that, it sounds crazy. Look, I'm sorry. I know I've kind of put you through a lot today, and I'm sorry, I really am. And if you just want me to leave, I'll understand. But if there's any way I can make it up to you... What, are you going to make me beg? Look, fine then. Please have sex with me. I don't care if you push me down and take me, or if I have to strip and kneel down and present myself to you. I just want you to fuck me, dammit. Really? Oh, goddess. I have been fantasizing about this for a long time. So, do you think you could rip my bodice before we start? No, don't worry. It's designed to tear easily. I was kind of preparing for it this morning when I was getting dressed. Don't look at me like I'm some weirdo. Okay, fine, maybe I'm a little bit of a weirdo, but... Okay, fine. You don't have to rip my bodice, but if you wanted to, we could... Oh, my fucking goddess. Do you want me to... Yeah, I can take your armor off, I guess. Wow. Are all these scars from, elves? A dragon? Oh, right. Of course, I knew you were joking as well, of course. So, can I see your you want me to take it out? Okay, well, I guess I'll just kneel down for you. Or, you know, you could order me to if you wanted, and never mind. I didn't know it was going to be so big. Is that a challenge? Of course I can handle it. No buts, just shut up for a second. Oh, fuck, you taste... really good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. no, don't be shy. Go ahead. You can grab me and shove my head down with those big, strong arms of yours. I insist, ruin me. Destroy my throat. I mean, it would shut me up for a second. Oh, thank you. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be. I think you almost dislocated my jaw. No, don't be sorry. I asked you to. Thanks for listening when I tapped out back there. Right, you are a gentleman after all. Shouldn't expect any less. So, do you still wanna fuck? Yes, I'm sure. Come on. Okay, I know I underestimated my limits there, but I'm an elven warrior, dammit. I've taken plenty of pounding from orcish swords already. Now that's more like it. Come on, I'll lie back for you. Don't hesitate, just flip my skirt up, kneel between my legs, and slide it. No, do not slow down. I can take it. Just getting used to it. Let me just relax and there we go. Oh, all the way in there. Fuck, you feel so full. Yes, come on. I can take it. Give it to me. Hard. Ruin me. I want you to destroy. No. I want you to ruin me. Not kiss me. Stop kissing me. Goddess, no. If you... If you keep doing that, I'm going to. Oh fuck. Oh goddess. Yes. Oh, I want you to come. Oh, please. Kiss me. Oh, goddess. Oh, Helene, save me. You totally took advantage of me, you beast. Just because you use some underhanded trick, you think that gives you free rein to violate me? Well, you're wrong. Don't you roll your eyes at me like that. This is very serious. So serious, in fact, that the only way I can think of to settle this would be another duel. But perhaps not in public next time. In case you pulled any more underhanded tricks, you understand. Where are you staying? A barracks with the rest of your delegation? No, that won't do. Fine, since you're twisting my arm about it, my chambers are in the West Tower, the third floor just off the spiral staircase. If you're brave enough, I'll be there any night after dusk, waiting for our rematch.